Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, as the days and the evenings get darker, they get colder, this can have an impact on our mental health. We know this. And with this in mind, Samaritans have just launched its Christmas awareness campaign. It's called The Longest Night. I'm joined on the phone now by Samaritans volunteer Sharon Devereaux, just to tell me a little bit more about the campaign and why Samaritans need your help. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for doing this. How long have you been volunteering?
I've been volunteering with Samaritans nearly 9 years now.
Okay. And what instigated it? What made you decide one morning that you wanted to be a volunteer?
Yeah, so it was, they're a really interesting charity, and I'd been looking stuff up online about which one I really like. The Samaritans, the aspects they offer callers, and they're just there for people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I just think it's amazing. So the time was right for me to volunteer. I made the decision 8 years ago, and I love it. It's one of the best things I've ever done.
Amazing. Is there much training involved?
Yeah, so there's really thorough training. So we're trained to actively listen to people and to be there for people through all kinds of turmoil. So the training is offered in your local branches. It's run by the volunteers and it's really thorough. It's excellent. It's really good.
And what about support then as well? Because I'm sure being a volunteer, you have to, you said there, you get trained to be an active listener. But I'm sure it can get quite sad for yourselves to hear these people's problems, you know, day in, day out. Is there a good support system there, and what is it?
Yeah, there's brilliant support. So you're always on duty with another volunteer. So your first kind of port of call to have a chat and debrief would be your other volunteer. And then there's really good support within the branch. You've got day leaders, you've the branch leadership structure. It's a confidential service, so we don't go and talk to other people about what happens. So it's really important that we have the support service, and it's really good right through the region and right through the organisation. There's a real focus and importance put on supporting volunteers. And I can say it is really good, because it's
phenomenal. Okay, well, that's good that you're being looked after as well, because you have a full-time job and this is something you do in your free time, is that right?
Yeah, no, it is. So you volunteer. It's about a three-hour duty. I volunteer in my local branch in Waterford. So
okay.
It's a three-hour duty every week, and then kind of every 6 weeks you have an overnight duty. It's a rota, so we can slot it in. You can sign up a bit in advance if you need to, or you can kind of sign up as you go. But once you can fit it in, and it's brilliant, yeah.
So you've been doing this for 8 years, and you mentioned there, obviously, these calls are confidential. But can you give us an idea of the types of calls you receive?
Yeah, so we're every 61 seconds someone calls Samaritans in Ireland.
Wow.
We're there for people with suicidal feelings. We're there for people who are struggling with loneliness, mental health issues, isolation, if people are going through family, work, relationship problems. Sometimes people can't talk to their family and friends, and it's easier to speak to a stranger on the end of the phone. And sometimes people don't have someone else to speak to, and we're there as well. People can bounce off their thoughts. We won't give advice. We don't give any advice, but we're there to actively listen to people, help them kind of work through what they're going through, and
Okay. Christmas time. Would you see an increase in calds over Christmas?
You would, yeah. So it is. So it gets busier around Christmas, and Christmas can just be a really lonely time for people. It's, you said in the introduction, it's getting darker now and stuff.
Yeah.
It can be dark, it's miserable. And often people can find it really lonely if they think other people are having fun and going off and doing kind of festivities. It can also remind us of people who we've lost. So it can be a really tough time for people. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we're there for people during Christmas Day. There'll be volunteers going in, doing their duties in all the branches. They'll be there throughout the night. So if anyone is struggling or going through it, they should give us a call on 116123, or they can email joe@samaritans.org.
It's just hit me there. So someone every single minute in this country is making a phone call to the Samaritans about whatever reason, just feeling low or over the Christmas period. That is a frightening amount of people.
Phenomenal. It really is. So it is. And it's phenomenal to think that there will be someone there. Even if people have to wait, there will be someone there to answer the call, there'll be a volunteer there. It really is an amazing organisation.
And is it generally adults
One
that
moment,
call you?
Please.
If it is adults, we don't know who calls us. You know, we don't have ages and stuff, but anyone can call us. But it is in the majority it would be adults.
Okay, we
will speak to anyone that needs support.
You're an inspiring person, I have to say. Given 8 years of your life to be a volunteer is quite incredible. And if someone is listening and wanted to volunteer, is it possible? Can people get in contact with you guys if they want to help out, especially over the Christmas?
Oh yeah, that'd be brilliant. We're always looking for more volunteers. So the branches, so you do your you generally do your training through your local branch. So if people can go on to Samaritans.org, they'll be able to find information about when their local branch has the next training. But there's an interview process, but it's a chat with people, and then the training happens, and there's really good mentoring. The support is excellent. We're also always looking for volunteers that can kind of, you know, like it can work around people's lives, you know, if you can cover like late evenings or early mornings or overnights, because of we offer such a wide rota, there's time that would suit people to fit it in, you know. It's really good.
Absolutely, especially if you're 24 hours. I mean, you can slot in somewhere there. Sharon, before I let you go, tell me about this campaign that you're running, the Longest Night campaign.
Yeah, so it's our campaign to show people that we're there for them during the darkest and longest nights and all over the Christmas period. So it's on December 21st, which is the winter solstice and also the longest night of the year. We ask buildings, landmarks, like local heritage sites, to light up green. And that will spread the message that Samaritans are there for people. And it'll also show that those buildings and organisations, that it shows that they're supporting the Samaritans and what we stand for. And it's just to highlight that for people. So if anyone has any interest of a building or an organisation that they'd like to light up, they can go online and get the details. But it's brilliant. And just the more we can get lighting up green, like we've had some really good things in the past, like Dublin Airport, Tower of the Rock at Cashel, loads of local organisations. And it really is lovely to see the support that people have for Samaritans, and to show people that Samaritans are there, and that if they are struggling to cope, they can give us a call.
There's always someone on the end of the line there. Absolutely. Listen, thank you, Sharon, and mind yourself, and happy Christmas. I think we're allowed to say that now. The Toy Show has been on. Happy Christmas to you, okay?
Definitely. Thanks,
Sharon. Jennifer. Bye.
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. There we go. For further information on, I don't know, becoming a volunteer, maybe this is something that you'd like to do. If you want to help out in any way, please, please, please go to samaritans.ie/volunteer. And I have to say, if you have been affected by any of what you've heard today, you can contact the Samaritans by calling their number 116 213. It's 24 hours a day. It's 365 days of the year.